Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today is one of our ambassadors out of Phoenix, Arizona, Mr. Peter Nierman. Peter has been with us for a while, and he currently owns 6 single-family houses, and he is a part owner in 6 apartment complexes, which he does passively. And you've heard Peter on the show before. He's been with us quite a while. But Peter wanted to bring a point up today, so he's asked to come in and discuss a topic that we haven't really touched. And the reason we haven't touched it is because it's really quite tender of a topic, to be honest with you. And it's really gutsy going out on the wing talking about this kind of stuff because it's so complicated and so complex that the average person might not understand what it is we're talking about. But as always for the last 20 years, if it's out there, we're going to stick our hand out and see if it burns us when we touch it. So we're going to talk about today syndications. Yep, syndications. Now, first of all, you need to understand what Lifestyles is and does. Lifestyles is an education and mentoring program. We do two things. We teach people how to buy and operate real estate in a profitable enough manner that they can increase their income and their assets to the point where they can make the decision, do they want to quit their job and or not. And for 30 years now, that's what I've been doing, and that's what my staff has been doing, and we've been around forever doing it. This is very importantly different than what just about every other real estate program you've ever seen does. Most real estate programs are out there to make real estate deals happen as syndicators. Now, we have syndicators, and we teach people to be syndicators, and we have training programs on how to perfect being a syndicator. But within our group, we have all agreed to maintain your membership in our group. You have to agree to a set of rules and regulations, which we call the white paper. And the rules and the regulations are designed to do two things. Number one, have your property become profitable. And number two, protect the passives in the deal. Since the people that are the syndicators, by the way, I call them leads. That if you ever heard of anybody say, I'm a lead, that means they started at Lifestyles or they started from somebody who started from Lifestyles, because it's not even a real term. I made it up. I call them the lead investor and the passive investor, right? Really, they're called the syndicator, because what they're doing is they are raising capital under a set of regulations that is controlled by the SEC. And those people are called syndicators, okay? This is where it gets very complicated, very technical, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not an attorney, I'm not a CPA, and I'm not going to attempt to give you the legal understanding of what all this stuff is. What we're here today to talk about is the challenges that you have as someone looking at these syndications and why some of them are very, very, very dangerous. And others have tried to mitigate that danger. Now, you notice I didn't say they're not dangerous. I said they've tried to mitigate the danger. In other words, at Lifestyles, we do everything we can do to mitigate the danger. Now, how successful have we been at that? Well, the National Apartment Association has an award called the National Apartment Association's Independent Owner of the Year Award. That award has been won over the last 13 years. 13 times by a Lifestyles member. There's 44,000 independent owners out there, is what we were told, that all and any of them could vie for that trophy each year. But somehow, each year, for the last 13 years, a Lifestyles member has won that trophy. Or I guess it's not. Maybe it is a trophy. Guess what it is? The award. So the bottom line is why? Why such a high level of success? For the very reason that there is a very low level of failure, and that doesn't mean there's no failure, but there's a lower level of failure, because if you follow everything that is taught to you, if you get involved with the group and you hang out with the group, you're going to get massive amounts of help. And Peter called and said he wanted to come on because he wanted people to understand that we are in the background helping thousands of people operate their businesses to stay afloat during this coronavirus thing. And he doesn't think that we really get how big that is and how much is going on compared to he's been reading because he's at home. And, you know, during the virus, we're all, you know, social network, staying away from everybody. Social distancing, I guess it's called. He's been reading, and he says he's reading a lot of stuff about non-lifestyle guys that are syndicators that are having massive problems. And I'm going to let him just go ahead and pick up the ball and run with it. And then, Pete, I'm going to try to cut you off before we run out of the end of a segment, okay? So go ahead and pick it up with what you wanted to cover. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thanks, Del. Thanks for having me. And again, thank you for establishing lifestyles and everything that you've taught us. It's just amazing the amount of information you've managed to disseminate through the country at this point and just pulled together so many people to just it spawned a network of people helping people. And I can't thank you enough for that. I mean, it's amazing. And I want to reach out and just kind of tell everybody that there are so many people out there on the internet that are trying to syndicate deals or have been syndicating deals, and they've become famous in their own right for doing so, but they operate in such a gray kind of shady area that now that there's a hiccup in the economy, it's become obvious that all of their practices are quite dangerous for their investors. And the difference between what those people have done and what you have taught our group to do is just coming to light right now. Because in the background, Lifestyles Naturally has come together and created a group of lead investors that have been talking amongst themselves and with their CPAs and their attorneys and trying to figure out the best way to navigate this economic crisis during a pandemic, that they have kind of forged a way that is hopefully turning out to be the safest manner to navigate through this crisis. And I don't know that the passive investors or the public in general grasp how much work is going on in the background to keep all our investors safe. So I just wanted to come on and kind of discuss this.
Well, we appreciate that, and I think we need to break it down into segments because there's really many, many different reasons why we do better as an average than the average syndicator out there. I think, you know, we start out with you always got to start with the white paper and talk about the fact that these guys, most of them, gosh, all of them, I can't even think of anybody who doesn't, are taking massive amounts of money from the investors right up front in multiple different ways. And we've only got just about a minute here left on this segment, Peter, so I don't want to cut this piece apart. This is very important, so we want to go to that. Number two, the incentives that are set up for these guys is actually counterproductive to being a passive with them because they make money even if you don't. And the incentive for them is to go as big as they can go, spend as much money as they possibly can, and tell everybody that that big is what makes things profitable when it's actually not true. We found that the smaller the deal we do, the more money we make. Percentage-wise, rate of return-wise, it's over and over and over again been proven. And these guys are saying just the opposite. They're saying, hey, go big. Why? Because they're taking fees out of the deal. And we're going to cover that when we get back. I think that's really important. So we've got the fact that the incentives are wrong, right? We've got the fact that the fees are outrageous. And then we've got the fact that, truthfully, I don't know how these guys think that they actually know how to run any properties. Because yeah, they don't. They literally are just salesmen selling, going out there and raising capital and selling people on giving them their capital. As opposed to first, like we take Lifestyles members, and we make you a expert, if you can call it that, or we specialize in operations, not in raising capital. These guys specialize in raising capital, not in operations. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Peter Newman and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Peter Nierman, our ambassador out of Phoenix, Arizona. He's here discussing something that was heavy on his heart this week. Called me up and said he wanted to come in and speak about this on the radio show. And so we've let him come in. And what he's talking about is he's been spending a lot of time looking up syndicators and what's going down out there. A couple of very prominent syndicators have gone into the dirt, and we're seeing all kinds of emails or all kinds of videos and newscasts about this. And Pete, you've been watching it, so you know it's. I haven't, but you have, and you made me aware of all this. So let's talk about this. What is the ideas that's wrong with what they do compared to what I believe should be done, which is what we teach, is which is what all of our lead investors, by the way, that's people that have been certified through our program, that they've taken the education, they've passed the education with 100% correct answers on the tests and all the different exams, and they've all signed an agreement to follow the white paper, and there's some basic principles behind that. And here's my first basic principle, and you can pick it up from here and cover all the different ways we try to protect the passives on this. But hey, a lead should not get paid a dime until a passive earns a dime. In other words, the leads are getting paid to produce a profit for the passives. If the passives do not get paid, the leads should not get paid until the passives do. That is the most basic assumption that I started with from the very beginning. And yet it's the most uncommon assumption out there in the world of syndication. Leads get paid all the time, all the ways, get rich even, and passives haven't even made a dime. You want to pick that up and explain what's going on?
Yeah, it's crazy to me that these syndicators, they're starting with what they call an override fee of 35%, and they're getting that money whether their deal makes money or not. And then they get a 1% acquisition fee, a 1% management fee. I've seen them take a 1% construction fee, and these fees add up to almost 40%, whether that deal makes a dime or not.
And that's not even counting. That's not even counting the management fee. You know, you say a 1% management fee. That's not even the people on the ground actually managing the thing.
Correct.
That's just the syndicator's part.
Right. And so they're taking a 1% fee of a job that somebody else is already supposedly doing, that you're paying them probably a 3% fee to do. So the difference, I mean, there's so many differences, but I wanted to touch on this one big difference, is that when what we call passive investors come and they start to get educated, we tell them, know your goals and then get educated about how you're going to achieve that goal. And we teach them what would be a good deal for them and what wouldn't be a good deal to fit into their goals. And we tell them, before you even start spending money on investing in these deals, understand the difference between a good deal and a bad deal. And it out there in the real world, they seem like everyone is just like, give me your money and I promise I'll make you rich. They don't teach you the difference between what is good and what is bad for them. And that's what is just coming to light now, and it's just incredible to me that these people are still getting rich on these deals that are making no money. And they're basically just sending out letters to their passive investors saying, well, this is a terrible thing that's happening to the country, and you're not getting any money right now. And they're not explaining anything about what's going on. And what's happening in our group is there have been informative letters, there have been webinars put out explaining exactly what's going on and exactly what our group is doing about it. And some of the webinars are up to 3 hours long, making sure that everyone's questions get answered. And it's just such a huge glaring difference that the general public doesn't understand that our group has put together to make sure everyone is not only well informed about what is going on, but showing them why they're not getting ripped off and why that we are taking care of their investment.
When you talk about learning what a good deal is, syndicators have no motivation. There's no benefit to them to teach you what a good deal is because they don't want you to question the deals they're putting together. Their incentive is to put together the largest deal they possibly can, raise as much capital as they can, get the largest deal they can so that they can rake in the fees. I mean, you talk about 40% of raising $10 million. That guy's walking away with $4 million. I mean, before they even start, before the deals even makes a dime, right? Go ahead.
People don't understand that. And I think a lot of it is the celebrity factor. They're just caught up by the glitz of the cars and the way these videos are shot, and they want to be part of the celebrity and say that I invested with so and so, or I'm in this huge deal that's worth $50 million. But what they're not getting until they're already in the deal is that that person's getting paid and you're not, unless it's profitable. But now the incentive is removed for the deal to be profitable. It just as long as it gets put together, those celebrities are making money. And we do exactly the opposite. We make sure that our leads don't get paid unless the deal is profitable. And it's such a huge difference. And I just don't think that the general public understands that until there's a time of hardship where those deals that are riding on razor's thin profit margins and any hiccup in the road causes them to just head downhill. But it doesn't matter to the syndicator because they've already got their percentage of overrides. And you have protected our passives and made sure that there's a thing called waterfall fees where they just get fees from the fees, and it's crazy. And you make sure that that doesn't happen to our investors.
Let's be careful there, Peter. I don't make sure it happens. I teach people not to fall into that and buy into those kinds of practices. I can't stop anything from happening. Remember, we don't own these deals. These are all deals done by our members, our students. They dictate.
That's true, but my point is you educate people to understand and be looking out for this exact thing that's happening out in the general public. And they do the opposite. They make sure that their investors don't understand everything that's going on before investing.
Yeah, I want to share this with you before we go to break in just a second here, and that's this. When a person tells me that I'm going to be involved with them so they can get where they want to be, I want to own this many units, I want to have this much money, whenever a syndicator tells you what he wants out of the program, run. Don't walk.
Yeah.
Because this is a greedy, self-centered, egomaniacal monster that just wants your money for himself. Boy, I got it out before the break. We'll be right back with Peter Neerman, the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Peter Nierman. He's one of the ambassadors for Lifestyles Unlimited out of the Phoenix area. And he wanted to come on today to talk about syndicators and syndications and the types of things that we're seeing out there is to be a problem. And, you know, it's like the old saying, when the harbor's full, all boats float. But when the harbor goes down, man, a lot of people have problems. And that's what's going on right now. We've got syndicators out there that have been buying deals for years. And they've been buying them with very, very skinny margins that barely even exist. There's very little profit existing with the way they're doing this stuff. And I've been squealing about it forever that it was going to someday get somebody. And I've been squealing forever. You know that I've always liked to see turnarounds and recessions because it cleans up all the bad boys and cleans it up to where the good boys get to come out and take over the businesses and make it right. So when we talk about these syndicators, one of the things you have to understand is that they're basically salesmen. In fact, one of the guys that's quite prevalent out there, he used to be a used car salesman and or he taught car sales. And then all of a sudden he was a real estate investor. Okay, I'm not going to argue with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, the bottom line is there's people out there that are all saying they're experts at this stuff. But really, what it really takes to be a giant syndicator outside of Lifestyles, by the way, because inside of Lifestyles, we're all here for the same reason. We're all looking for deals together. You know, we all want to be in these things. But outside of Lifestyles, to be a syndicator, you've got to be a salesman, a marketing machine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the points that I really wanted to get across is through Lifestyles, you establish this group of educated people that are all like-minded in that they're headed the same direction with their goals. And what's happened is they've established deals, and then all of these leads share intimate financial details of their businesses with each other naturally because they're all like-minded. And that has been going on for years and years and years. And then when a crisis like this happens, they naturally come together, and they have established this communication chain that is up to the minute where they share ideas of what they've done and what's worked with both government programs and the way they've helped their tenants and how they've dealt with different issues that they've come across. And that would not happen in any other business. I mean, I guarantee those, you know, famous syndicators aren't calling other salesmen saying, hey, what did you do about this? They're just panicking. And instead of panicking, our group has come together as friends and businessmen and just shared ideas. Every day I wake up and I look at my emails and there's just these different leads that have shared ideas of what's worked for them. And the value of that is immeasurable, and that's just because of the group that you've established.
Yeah, it's interesting when you think about it. People always say when they join, the first thing they see is they can't believe how open everybody is about all this financial stuff. What I think's interesting, Peter, is think of how broad the spectrum is of type of experiences of the different types of Lifestyles members here. I mean, everything from doctors, medical, all the way to military, to police, to massive number of engineers and scientists, school teachers, you name it. And so what happens is that we draw from, our group draws from such a large base of experience, life experience, that when this stuff comes up, our attorneys jump in when they need, the CPs jump in when they need to, you know, the engineers jump in when they do, the property management specialists jump in when they need to, and boom, we have like this gigantic access machine.
Yeah, it's like a huge think tank that is naturally developed. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. It's like someone trying to establish a cabinet of professionals, and it just happened organically. They all came together, and they all said, well, I have this to help out, and somebody else puts in this. Then there's another part that's put in, and it's just amazing to me just the effort that everyone's willing to put in to help everybody else. And I don't think that the general public grasps what an amazing thing that's occurred.
You know, it's interesting because just think of this, if they have to spend, if a syndicator has to spend all of its time worrying about raising capital, and that's basically what they have to do, it's the most important thing they do. They don't make any money until they do another deal, and every time they do another deal, they get fees. So they're focused on that. They're not focused on operating the property. They give that over to a management company, let somebody else manage it. That's not what their expertise is. It's sales. Then what happens when the boat doesn't float anymore? You know, what do these guys sell when now their history of their deals are bad? I know I had one guy who was on Facebook. Guy annoyed the pejeebers out of me because every single day he would put something out on Facebook about how great he was and where he was going and how much he was going to make and all this stuff. And I noticed the last couple of weeks he's been gone. I didn't block him. He's just gone. I mean, maybe I should worry about my business now instead of be out there marketing myself, right? It's amazing that these guys don't see what they're doing, you know? Well, it's amazing that the average person doesn't see it. They know what they're doing. This is on-purpose marketing for these guys, so don't get me wrong. They know what they're doing. But what I'm saying is that the people that they're raising the money from are blind to the fact, and that's why we're doing a show like this, they're blind to the fact that you're giving them the whole ship. You're giving them 20, 30, 40% ownership of a company that they put nothing in. And by the way, that's another rule. In our group, you have to put some of your own money in every deal, or at least the first three deals you do. After that, you know, but by then you want to. But, you know, these people going out there that have no money. I always ask this question, Peter. This is one of my favorite jokes in the history of telling lifestyle stories. That, you know, I remember going to a seminar where a guy said came up with this idea called the elephant and the mouse. And the concept was you've got these poor, broke people with bad credit. So put your arms around who this person is. Why are they broke? Why do they have bad credit? Very simple. They have no idea how to deal with money. And then you have these hardworking people that work and save and work and save and work and save. And the premise is these poor guys that work and save and work and save have no time to go out and look for these deals or put these deals together. So let the mouse take the money from the elephant and go out and put one of these deals together. That is disaster. When a rich person gives a poor people money to do business, you are destroying the money because people are poor because they don't know what to do. Now, turn that around. You come to Lifestyles, you buy a house or two, you buy a small apartment, you operate it, you learn how to do it. Now people give you money to do something you've got experience in. It's a completely different animal. It's not saying that if you start poor with bad credit, you can't go somewhere. It's saying you sure can't go out there and do it right the first time. And that's another one of the things that we make them do. We make them first get educated. We make them pass tests. We make them get certified. And then we make them put up some of their own money. Hey, we call it skin in the game. And that amount of skin in the game goes down over a period of time because you've proven yourself. But, Pete, let me ask you, do you want to pay to educate some guy? Some guy's never done it before in his life, and you're going to give him $100,000 of your life savings and go, yeah, go figure it out. See if it works.
Yeah, just give it a shot. We'll see how it turns out. I mean, that is the wrong way to look at stuff. And the biggest problem with that, and like you said, the raising money part about not having any skin in the game, even though people aren't required to have skin in the game at, you know, fourth deal and on, in my personal experience, I've noticed that they still do. It's because they want to show integrity, and they want to show that, listen, I'm doing this because I think that this is a profitable deal, and I'm so convinced that it is, I'm in it with you. And so we're all in this boat together. And the, another big thing is having somebody to rely on. So every, I mean, you know, it's a good feeling to know that the person who's leading that deal, if they have a problem, they can call someone and say, hey, look, this is going on. What did you find out about this? And somebody else will openly say, hey, I don't know, but I do know, say, John, and John did it, and call him. And everyone's willing to share with everyone. And so not only are you investing with the person that has skin in the game, you know that if that person doesn't know the answer, they have the resources to find the answer. And that's
absolutely
what's so incredible.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break right now, Peter, and when we come back, let's talk about how this has spread across the country, how you invest with people in California, now people in California coming to Phoenix, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be right back with Peter Nierman and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Peter Nierman. He's one of the ambassadors out of the Phoenix area. And Peter, as we were discussing syndication today, one of the things that really intrigued me as we grew this thing nationally over the last couple of years, and was that people were interested in literally flying from one side of the country to the other to meet people. And really, in this day and age right now, when everything we do is technology because of the COVID virus situation, it's strange that people wanted to get to know people and wanted to invest in different areas. You're right in the middle of that, of being an ambassador. What's that all about?
Yeah, so originally, I was one of those people. I flew to the expo to kind of figure out what was going on with Lifestyles and figure out, you know, if this was a real thing. And I met you, and I met a bunch of people that had made it happen and retired and made millions. And then I kind of, once I got educated, I liked to fly to different areas and kind of use it as an excuse for a vacation and to invest. I'm kind of a numbers junkie, so I would read up on the numbers of different cities and their economic state across the United States, and then I would meet leads there, and that's kind of how I got started. I actually met somebody in California and in Sacramento, and their numbers looked amazing up there, and so that was kind of where I started. And it's kind of blown up. We've gone, Lifestyles has gone nationwide, and it's kind of one of those things. You can diversify by investing in different cities across the country rather than just where you live.
Yeah.
I think
why do you think that's so attractive? I mean, it's... To me, it's interesting because I'm the kind of guy that always liked to have everything close to me where I could go look over the fence and see if it's still there. But it didn't seem to bother people. I guess they must have had a lot of trust in the lead passive arrangement set up through the white paper, huh?
Yeah, I think that once you become educated and you understand how to break down a deal and where the deal is located, in my opinion, is a big part of the deal. I'm one of those people that kind of bets on the area pretty high in my hierarchy. So I feel that if that city is economically stable and has more than one source of income, and year over year their population growth is strong and their median income is rising, that's a good sign to me. And then you put a good businessman in that area that knows how to structure a good deal, and I think that that's a successful proposition to me. So it's like diversifying your portfolio in different economic areas.
Okay, I get it. Well, as we come to the end here, I want to just finalize this conversation you started, Peter, with this statement, if I can get it out here. And that is, I hope that we don't have to do further shows on these syndicators going bankruptcy and belly up. But I hope that the people listening to this radio show today understand that there is the average, there is the mean, and then there is the reality. And if you go out there and you get 10 of these bad syndicators blow up and lose millions, probably hundreds of millions of dollars of investors' money, that's not the real estate world. And that's definitely not Lifestyles Investors doing these kinds of things. So I want you all just to be aware. As you hear negative information, feel free to contact me at AskDell@LUINC.com and find out. You know, what's happening to that person? Why are they getting whacked out? And if I can look it up and help you work through it, I will, because you understand there are going to be people that are going to go down through this COVID virus environment. It's the people that are not able to operate the properties. It's the people that are over leveraged. It's the people that are a Ponzi scheme. In other words, they need to keep raising capital to do new deals to fund their operation. Their operation will go down. Like, one guy's already fired 42 people. Boom. What does that tell you? He needs more money coming in to keep those people alive. As soon as there's no more money coming in, people got to go. You don't fire 42 people off your apartment complex, right? You fire 42 people that are raising money for you to do syndications and deals. So as this stuff goes on, just be aware, this is not us, and there's going to be this stuff. I'm telling you up front, you're going to see this stuff. And if we have to, we'll come back to it. We'll revisit again. Peter, I thank you for keeping up on it. Let me know if you see anything drastic or even more interesting, and I'd be happy to follow along with you on that. And for the rest of you out there, you know, if you see something, send it to me also at AskDell@LUINC.com. That AskDell@LUINC.com. I'm interested because, number one, if there's anything I can learn from it to save somebody I know, I'd love to see, hey, get a head start on whatever they're doing wrong and help other people not do it. And secondly, I want to be aware of it because I want to be able to explain it and educate it to you so you see where the mistakes are and see where the white paper rules, if they would have been followed by that person, if they would have followed the teachings, that they probably wouldn't have had the problem that they have. Now, having said that, before we go, last one thing is, there's always a chance of an international disaster that destroys everything. And you know what? Nothing can stop that. So nothing is perfectly safe. Peter, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you coming out and talking with us and sharing your ideas. The rest of you out there, you know, just keep in mind, Peter had to fly all the way from Phoenix to Houston to find out if I was real. Boy, that's a tough skeptic, Pete.
I'm a little bit of a skeptic, but I'm just telling you, it's real.
He did, and I met him in a bar and shook his hand. We started a conversation, and the conversation hasn't stopped since. That's the bottom line. Whatever it takes for you to find your comfort, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle designed to teach you that we're not here to do the something for nothing, instantaneous, gratificationally diseased, midnight madness, real estate seminar stuff that's been out there for years. We're here to build passive streams of income for you and your family so you can leave a legacy behind for those people you love. Peter, thanks again. The rest of you, remember, we're not doing this for some money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a great day. I will see you all tomorrow.
for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.